I'm Rob Matheson in Doha. The top stories on Al Jazeera. At least four people have been killed by an explosion in Iraq's southern city of Basra. The blast happened near a hospital. Several other people were injured. Mahmoud Abdelwahad has more from Doha.
The Basra province has just declared 3 days mourning for the victims of the attack. Eyewitnesses in the scene say that a man just parked a motorbike near two vehicles and left, and then it exploded in the two vehicles after the man left the scene, and the smoke was coming out of the motorbike and the two vehicles, as it has been circulated on social media.
China's accused the U.S. of violating the Olympic spirit after Washington announced a diplomatic boycott of next year's Beijing Winter Games. American government officials will not attend because of what they call human rights atrocities and genocide. Germany is marking Angela Merkel's last day as chancellor. Olaf Scholz is set to replace her on Wednesday, bringing the curtain down on her 16-year reign. It paves the way for a transformed political landscape with a new coalition government in place. New travel restrictions have come into effect in the UK as a result of the new COVID-19 variant. People travelling to the country will need to show a negative test result within 48 hours before their flight. The UK has already banned flights from several countries in southern Africa. South Africa's president again criticised sweeping travel bans imposed in his country because of the Omicron variant. Cyril Ramaphosa also accused Western governments of failing to deliver promised COVID-19 vaccines. Police in the Gambia have fired tear gas to disperse opposition supporters. President Obama Barrow was declared the winner of Saturday's election with 53% of the vote. Protesters say Orsino Darbo should have won. The U.S. Justice Department has closed an investigation into a 1955 lynching of a black teenager without laying any charges. 14-year-old Emmett Till was abducted, tortured and killed after he was accused of whistling at a white woman. Two men who confessed to the killing were acquitted by an all-white jury.